about the damage that's been done. The anger wells inside me till I'm almost overcome. I want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so all alone like I'm...
And good evening, Remnant, and we're coming to you live tonight, March 25th. This is Richard coming to you from the Radio Ranch. Let's enjoy the rest of this classic Carl Klang, Blinded by the Lies. We'll be back right after this.
Darkness of divine eternity, like petty thieves who plunder in the shadows of the night. They break inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poisoning of the soul? These lies that blind your eyes, blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Well, it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies.
So, Remnant, I have to ask you, have your eyes been blinded by the lies? As Carl Klang sang, have you had your mind made up for you by people you don't know? And folks, that's how so many of our friends and family, that applies to them. It does. They have heard the lies and they have believed them. They have been blinded by the lies. How about that? They have. There's so much going on today. Well, I do want to welcome you here to the Radio Ranch. It is March 25th, 2021, Thursday night. The program, 7x70, talks about forgiveness. That's what we are to have for our brethren, because our Heavenly Father has forgiveness for us through Jesus Christ. Oh, we may talk a little bit about that tonight. I hope we can. We'll have the phone lines open here in a little bit. And a couple current events that I didn't see on the main news channel today. I thought I'd talk about that for just a little bit. And certainly some scripture for you. And like I said, we'll have the phone lines open if you have a question or a comment. And but we better start out with a word of prayer. And I encourage you to be in prayer, to pray for, well, to pray on, to put on and pray on the full armor of God every morning. I've said it before, if you have to set your alarm early, do that. That is worth getting up early. And then pray that full armor of God on your family. Okay? It is needed today. And pray for the Holy Spirit to come and to bless you and your family. And pray for us here at the ministry. We covet your prayers. We need your prayers. Know that we pray for you, the Remnant. We pray for our church family, our local church family, our extended church family. And we pray for God to bless the Remnant, those that have had their eyes open. That, well, that they would continue to walk and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we ask for your prayers as well. Let's pray. Well, Heavenly Father, real short and simple, thank you. Thank you for this day of life. Thank you for all your blessings that you have poured out upon those that are yours. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And Lord, I pray for a revival in the land, a rejuvenation, a returning to you, an awakening of your people, Lord, that are, as we heard on the song, blinded by the lies. Father, your word is truth. And Lord, your word says that you shall know the truth, that we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And Lord, that's just what it does, among many other things, is the truth of your word sets us free. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you have opened our eyes. We pray, O Lord, that we would continue to have your sight, that we would continue to look about us, Lord, and see with your eyes. Lord, we do that now, and Father, we cry out at the abominations in the land. We sigh and groan, and Lord, we cry out to you, how long, O Lord? How long? How much more? O Heavenly Father, do not forget us. We know that you won't, but don't forget us, O Lord. We know that the enemy is there, like the Assyrian, that, Father, the enemy that invades in our southern border, and the enemy that takes firearms into grocery stores and shoots, and the enemy in the White House, Lord, in our government, that, Lord, they are the rod of correction in your hand. So many of our brethren have seen this and pointed it out, Lord, and Father, we hope that your people see this and that more see it. But Lord, let the enemy who desires to go beyond being just your rod of correction, they have grown proud and haughty, and they say, ha, we've done this. Lord, let them not destroy us. Let them not wipe us off the face of the earth. Father, we pray for, we thank you for your correction. Because, Lord, your discipline and your correction shows that you love us and that we are your beloved. And we thank you for that. Strengthen us and allow us to get through it. Help us to share your truth with others, that they too would get through these corrections, these trials, these perilous times. Guide and direct me, O Lord. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Let my words be what are pleasing to you, what you would have me speak to the remnant tonight. I pray all this, Lord, to your glory. And we pray for your revival in the land. We pray for your blessings and protection upon the remnant, that you would strengthen them, that you would embolden them with a holy boldness, Lord, to give them the words to speak, to share your true gospel with friends and family and co-workers and strangers on the street. I pray all this, Lord, to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, remnant, it is perilous times. We've spoken of that. We've spoken, as the word says, to not be surprised at the fiery ordeals among you that come upon you for your testing. Well, they are coming. They are here. We are among them, and they are here and in front of us. Heard this on the radio yesterday. We've been printing the catalog. We've got volume two of the 2021 Dragon Slayer. Emailed it out today to you, those of you that are on the Dragon Slayer email list. So we sent that out this afternoon, been working on that. Had some computer problems here at the ranch and had to go down to the print shop down where Jason is and use his computer to complete the online Volume 2 Dragon Slayer. But we got it finished, praise the Lord. Got it emailed out today. And so if you would like that, you can contact us. Our email is preacher@sfaw.org. And you can contact us and We'd be glad to email you a copy. We can also mail you a copy. We'd be glad to do that as well. And quite a bit, and we're just starting next week on Volume 3. And so stepping right in, we've got lots of information that we're trying to get out to you, the remnant, to help you be prepared spiritually and physically, to encourage you to love and good deeds, to remind you that we're not to fret, we're not to worry, that God is working these things according to His plan. To His plan. And it's continuing on. Do want to remind you that Passover is fast approaching. It's not this week, it's next week. We are into the new solar year of 2021. The spring equinox was, on our calendars, it came in as March 20th. But it was like at 3:30 in the morning out here. So we see that, you know, with the solar day from noon to noon, now it's 1 to 1 with daylight savings time. That early in the morning is still the end of the 19th solar day. So that is day one. And that's where we got the count to come up with Passover being the evening of April 1st. And so we will gather. That's a week from tonight. It's April 1st. And we will gather at the church about now. It's the twilight of the evening. The sun is already just setting behind the mountains here, but we will gather at the LaPorte Church of Christ. We'll have a live broadcast, the good Lord willing. And we encourage you to join us next Thursday evening at scripturesforamerica.org, just like you would for a Sunday morning church service. And we'll stream our live Passover service. We will plan on partaking of communion. We hope that you will. And if you're not familiar with Passover, you can contact us here at the office. Wasn't planning on going over it tonight, but the Passover is more biblical than Easter. How about that? Is that enough to throw out there for you? Because it is. We read about it in the Old Testament. We read about it even in. I'm turning my Bible there now. I've got a different Bible tonight, so I don't have it all marked. But in Numbers 9, you can read about it. Let's turn over there. I'm in Deuteronomy tonight. I wanted to get to that a little bit later. But in Numbers 9, you can read about it again, how it, even in the wilderness, the children of Israel were to observe the Passover. And so I encourage you, read Numbers 9. Okay, read Numbers 9. Now, is it a salvation issue? Well, it's instructions that are given to us. And we sure don't have it all figured out. We've never claimed to. But we go by the adage that Pastor Peters had, that I remember him saying that, you know, he didn't have all truth, but by golly, what truth he had, he was going to give it to you. And that's what we have continued. We have tried to continue to do that, and that's what we do with the Passover. So read Numbers 9, and you'll see that they continued. Of course, we read about the Last Suppers and whatnot in the New Testament, but Brother Jonathan will have a live message next Thursday night. So we encourage you to join us. We have a couple booklets, books that Pastor Peters did. One is Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy. In determining the Passover, I think that's the last part of that book, the title, and also the book on communion, its blessings, curses, and need. And we have those in stock. We'd be glad to send them to you. You contact us, and still have a week, and we'd do our best to get it out to you. So did want to remind you of that. That's up and coming, just a week out. It is just a week out. The times that we're in, goodness. Again, been busy. Got the newsletter finished, and we've got that mailed out. And also the long-awaited, updated Scriptures for America catalog. I've got 50 in the office that I got put together today. And I know we have several people that have requested them that we haven't been able to send them out. We've got it printed, and so we will, the people that I have orders for, I'll send those out in the mail tomorrow. If you would like an updated catalog, a print catalog, contact us, and we'll be glad to do that, to send you a catalog as well. Well, heard on the radio yesterday, like I started to say, an interview with the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. It's a border town down in Texas, and they were interviewing, it's this like 35-year-old Democratic mayor, and he sounded like he was about as pro-Republican as he could be. Because the Del Rio town and sector, it's a place about 32,000 people, and they're overrun. They have had, just in the last month, over 30,000 illegal immigrants, invaders, dumped in their place, in their town. Now, our little town of Laramie is 30,000. It's a small town. And we sure couldn't handle 30-plus thousand immigrants coming in, people coming in within a month. There's not room for them. There's not enough housing. There's not enough infrastructure. And that's what this mayor was saying, that he had reached out to the White House to try to get help, to try to get resources, and he was basically ignored. And so those are the things that are going on down on the border. Over 100,000 invaders came across in the month of February alone, and that March is looking to exceed that number. I saw this in the headlines this evening, just had a minute to glance at a couple things before we came on the radio, but the Del Rio sector is seeing a 300% spike in illegal immigration as their crisis escalates. And the administration in the White House, they laugh at it. They tie the hands of the Border Patrol. They've tied the hands of ICE. Why? You ever ask yourself, why? You know, I heard that on the radio the other day. Again, been doing a lot of traveling. Been out of the office, been driving down, working in at the church and down at the print shop, which is down in Colorado next to the church and not up here at the radio ranch. And so I heard that. I heard a guy say, well, you know, I just don't understand why these Democrats think this way and why they're doing these things that just sure seem destructive to America. So I ask you, why? I had an opportunity to talk with a person and the other day about that asked me that question. And I said, well, they're doing the will of their father, the devil, the destroyers. It's what they do. The thief, Jesus told us, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, those are red letters. So if you believe those letters, and then you believe some other red letters, if you have a red letter Bible, the words of Christ, where it says, by their fruits, you shall know them. So, if it walks like a duck, and it talks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and it flies like a duck, and it swims like a duck, and it has feathers like a duck, you think maybe it's not a goose? You think it might be a duck? Yes, it's a duck. And so, by their fruits, when you see what the thief comes to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. When you see stealing, when you see killing, when you see destroying, you can know the Bible has told you who is doing it, who is behind it. It is the thief. It is the enemy. It is the Antichrist. It is the destroyers that are doing it. And the administration that we have are destroyers. It is as simple as that. Saw this also, Gila, G-I-L-A, Gila Bend, Arizona. The mayor, Chris Riggs, said his town has declared a state of emergency after the Biden-Harris administration again ignored also multiple requests for assistance from them amid this growing U.S.-Mexico border crisis. It's an absolute invasion. Is what's going on, folks. I hope you see it. I can't shout it from the rooftops any louder or in any other way that I know. We are being invaded. We are at war. We have an administration that is committing treason. That they are doing, they are advocating the destruction of the United States of America by opening up the borders. You know, you can't, you try to go in a restaurant in Colorado, oh, where's your mask, sir? I snuck in one today, had lunch with Jason, and, mask here, must have a mask, mask. And tell you the truth, I forgot mine in the truck. I have one in there. You know, I as much as possible, I try to be at peace. But I forgot it today and walked in, and they didn't say anything. They didn't. And so, but it just, I don't know how I got off on that. Anyway, our enemies, those by their fruits you shall know them. They are attempting to destroy America. I saw this quote, had a guy send this to me, and I want to share it because I just believe it's right. I'll be glad to send it to you if you'd like it. It says, so, and I think this is how many of John Q. Public, Joe the Plumber, you might say, the remnant, whether they know they're the remnant or not, those that, well, they have been blinded by the lies. Maybe they have, as Carl Kling saying, had their mind made up by people they don't know. But they're awakening to that, and they're starting to go, So the guy sends me this. He says, so let me get this straight. We have a president with dementia, and if you watched his press conference today, it is elder abuse. What the ungodly people, what they are doing with Joe Biden is just a figurehead. It is absolute elder abuse, I can tell you that. The people ought to be shot for doing what they're doing with him. He has dementia. So back to this quote. We have a president with dementia, an ex-call girl for a vice president, and that's what Kamala Harris was. She was old Willie Brown's high-priced call girl, had the balls and audacity just to show up even when his wife was there. That's what she was, just a high-priced call girl. We got a transvestite over at HHS. That piece of filth, I don't know what the hell that is. It's an it. It's an absolute it. An obese transvestite, and he's supposed to be, it's supposed to be over our health and human services? We got a president's son, Hunter, who's a crackhead, a human trafficking pedophile who money laundered billions from other countries, sharing half of it with his dad. The crackhead's buddy is the head of the DEA. The crackhead's other buddy is in the Department of Justice. A guy sleeping with the Chinese spy, we all saw that last year, is over at DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Excuse me? Oh, yeah. We're borrowing all of our money from China. Oh, but did you get your stimulus in the mail? Did you get your little 10% out of that COVID relief pack? I mean, the Pelosi protection package. Have you got that yet? And we think that's good. Immigrants, thousands, he says thousands of immigrants are coming in for jobs. I'm going to say thousands of invaders, because that's what they are. They are invaders, okay? Coming in for our jobs, they take our jobs, our Social Security benefits, and the Democrats still focused on destroying a former president. That seems to be all they can talk about. 40,000 jobs lost in the last months. I heard today, I paused from this on National Public Radio today that, hey, the job outlook is not as good as we thought it was going to be, but it's better than a year ago, and it's hogwash. It's absolute hogwash trash that they put up. And so he wraps up this quote saying, yet we're supposed to believe that Biden is pro-America? You can't make this stuff up. Prove me wrong with this. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm not presenting to you, the remnant, the truth of what is going on. See, people's eyes are starting to get opened. At least a few. At least a few. They are. And then, there was Boulder. Monday, had a shooting in Boulder. This damn Islamic raghead, Ahmad Ali Aliwa Alisa. from Arvada, reportedly born in Syria in 1999. That's what I've got on the news report here. Didn't we bomb Syria just a few weeks ago? Didn't we bomb Syria and it was supposed to be all great and good, and then we have a Syrian go in and kill 10 people in a grocery store? Hello? McFly? Can we not see this, America? These that is right upon us? Oh, it says the Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty has said the investigators have not identified a motive for the suspect. Why would Ahmad al-Aliwi Alisa, born in Syria, why would he go in and shoot up a bunch of people at a grocery store? Man, I just don't know. Citing a source, this reporter here is a former Florida congressional candidate. Citing a source in Boulder law enforcement, they told the National File that the shooter had sworn allegiance to ISIS before the attack. Sources tell me the shooter carried out the attack in the name of ISIS, and the Biden administration has already given orders to keep it under wraps to avoid conversation in the media about Islamic terrorism. Now, I went down to print. I didn't hear about this. I went down Monday. Was it Monday afternoon? Tuesday. Down to print is when I first heard of this. The day after. I guess that was Tuesday. And just heard a few reports on the radio. Couldn't figure out what it was. Of course, they didn't mention. Oh, they said it was a Caucasian. That's what they said. But even when they found out that his name is Ahmad Ali Aliwa Alisa, born in Syria, no news media puts it out. It wasn't even here just, what, a couple of short days later. It wasn't on Fox News. It wasn't on MSNBC. It wasn't on CBS. It wasn't even on Breitbart, whatever that is. I checked all those before I came on the radio tonight. Wasn't on any of them. Not on any of them. See, it's already been swept under it's tragic. It's already been swept under the rug that some damn Syrian would come in and do this. And you've been hearing all this about gun control. Last thing on this article, here's a quote. It says, "The irony isn't lost on me how a radical Islamist, an ISIS member, drove 25 miles out of his way to get to this specific store." Well, I can tell you what he didn't do. See, Boulder, about as anti-gun, left-wing liberal as you can get. Okay, it is. And so he drove to a store where he pretty much figured out nobody would be armed. You know what he didn't do? He didn't drive over to Fort Collins, where you see people open carry sometimes, because Colorado's an open carry state. And he didn't drive over to anywhere in rural Colorado, out east of the interstate. He could have driven 45 minutes away and gone over to some places that... most of the people might have a little different attitude about self-defense. He didn't drive up here to Wyoming, over to Cheyenne, or here to Laramie, or somewhere like that. No, he went where he knew the people would be unarmed, the coward bastard that he is. And so for the last couple of days driving, everybody is screaming, even Biden, "We will have gun control." I think they passed H.R. 8 today. I think the House passed it. So there's some of it. But let me go over just what Colorado already has. Colorado has universal background checks. Colorado has a red flag gun control law. So if one of his family members thought, that passed last year. If one of his family members thought, he's acting a little weird, and he's got a gun. He bought the gun a week before he did this. 6 days. One of the family members, with the law that's in place, could have contacted, I'm not saying it's a good law, but it's in place, could have contacted law enforcement and said, "Hey, I think old Ahmad Ali Asidi Wadi Wadi is a little loopy here, and he's got a firearm." None of that happened, but the red flag gun control law is in effect. The large capacity magazine ban, that's in effect in Boulder. The domestic violence gun laws, that's in effect in Boulder. Extended background check period, in effect in Boulder. State database background check, in effect. But you know what else is in effect? gun-free zones. Now see, this, in addition to charging, I want to get his name right, Ahmad Ali Aliwa Alisa, in addition to charging him with 10 counts of murder, which they did, he took a gun into a gun-free zone. So there's another thing they can charge him with. Because Boulder, the city of Boulder, is a gun-free zone. But see, killers like Ahmad Ali Aliwa Alisa, they don't follow the law. You could have had, there were laws to prevent this. How about the law, thou shalt not murder? He didn't follow that one either. And so this killer, this Islamic Syrian-born terrorist, wasn't stopped by Colorado's universal background check law, wasn't stopped by Colorado's red flag gun confiscation law, he wasn't stopped by Colorado's high capacity magazine ban, he wasn't stopped by Boulder City ban on the assault weapons, black rifles, he wasn't stopped by the passing gun control grade from Representative Gifford's gun control group, because killers don't obey the law. And I just remind you of this because sometimes we need to be woke up. We need to be reminded. Are you blinded by the lies? Oh, we need more gun control. Oh, if we could have kept the gun away from him and from everybody. Gun control is about controlling the law-abiding citizen. Let me tell you, and maybe I haven't heard any reports of it, but if somebody would have been concealed carrying, you know what I mean, if they would have been armed, maybe they could have prevented that mass killing. The way you stop it is you just kill the killer. And that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. The Bible says you're worse than an infidel if you don't provide for your own. Does that not include providing safety? Providing the right to health or to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? I commend the police officer. From what I've heard, he was the first one arrived. He was a father of 7 children. And when he arrived, he went in and ran straight into the melee to try to help. So I commend him. I ask you to pray for his widow and his children and the other 9, the families of the other 9 that died. I do. I ask you to keep them in your prayer, in your prayers. We have this. Phone lines are open, folks, 307-745-5913. We have this. The Bible tells us why. You know, take a look. If you do not listen to the Lord your God and do not obey all the commands and laws that I am giving you today, all these curses will come and overwhelm you. That's only back in Deuteronomy 28. How about that? The Lord will cause you to be defeated by your enemies. You will be oppressed and robbed continually, and no one will come to save you. And I share this with you, Remnant. I assume I'm preaching to the choir. Maybe it will encourage you. Maybe it will give you a little nugget when you're talking with your friends and family as to why. Why? It's by their fruits you shall know them. Look at the fruit of what is happening in this nation today. The things that were promised to these people are upon us today. That's another proof, not that it has to, but it shows that this covenant is still in effect. Granted, we have a new covenant. We're under a new covenant today that's a better covenant, but the covenant's with the same people. What we read here is what is happening in the land today. A foreign nation you have never heard about will eat the crops you worked so hard to grow. You will suffer under constant oppression and harsh treatment. Folks, I think it's just getting started. Okay? I'm not prophesying because I'm not a prophet. And I don't want to be stoned if it all gets better tomorrow. But I think it's just getting started. Because we read this here. It doesn't say you'll have a little bit of oppression. It doesn't say that you'll have a little bit of harsh treatment. It says you will suffer under constant oppression. We haven't had that yet, but I think it's coming. And harsh treatment. You will go mad because of all of the tragedy around you. I hope our people get mad. And I know that could be taken in two different ways. You will go mad, meaning you will go insane because of it. And that may happen. And that does happen to some. But I hope that it means you will go mad. You will get mad. That's what we need to do. We need to get angry and sin not. We need to be angry and sin not. We need to love our neighbor as ourself. Now, I love my children, and I love my wife. And I was not out of line. I remember I said something to a guy years ago that was just, you don't want to know what would happen to you if you purposely come against my wife or my children. I don't want to know. I don't even want to go there. I don't want to think about it. Okay? I try as much as possible, as much as it's up to me, to be at peace with all men. But Jesus told us what the two greatest commandments were, was to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And of course, I think he had the inference there, that you have to understand, is that Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, keep his commandments, and love your neighbor as yourself. So if I'm willing to defend my wife and children, guess what? My neighbor up the road, Mr. Dusty, he's got a wife and children too. And let me tell you something, you better not try to mess with them either. Because if I'm going to obey the commandments of God, the commandments of Jesus Christ, shouldn't I be worried about their at least their safety as well? You will go mad because of the tragedy around you. That's what needs to happen. Our people need to get mad. We'll read on. These are just some highlights that I've got here in Deuteronomy 28. The foreigners living among you. Now granted, we've had foreigners among us forever. Forever. We were foreigners. The Bible talks about being very careful about the foreigners among you and the alien among you, because you were an alien in the land at one time. Even in Moses' day, remember? They were given instructions how to deal with the alien among you. Guess what? One law. You had the same law. The same law. But here it says, because we have not obeyed. The foreigner living among you will become stronger and stronger, while you become weaker and weaker. You will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. The Lord will bring. Why is this happening? Deuteronomy 28:49. The Lord is doing it. The Lord Jesus Christ is doing it. Why did 100,000 invaders come across the southern border in February? Why are 150 or 200,000 more coming this month? The Lord has done it. That's why. That's who. And until our people realize that, see, that was Gideon's strength. Oh, God, thank you for giving that information to our pastor, and thank you for him teaching us about that. In Jesus' name, amen. See, that was Gideon's strength, that he knew that it was the Lord that had done it. That it was the Lord that had brought the Midianites upon them for 7 years, taking everything they had, because they had turned away from him. Ecclesiastes tells us, as it was, so shall it be. And as it was then, so it is today. Read it. If you don't like that understanding of it, or you don't like that scripture, get you a black Sharpie marker and turn to Deuteronomy 28:49, and just mark it out. Then you don't have to worry about it. But it's the Word of God. It is as true as John 3:16, is it not? The Lord will bring a distant nation against you from the end of the earth, and it will swoop down on you like an eagle. It is a nation whose language you do not understand, a fierce and heartless nation that shows no respect for the old and no pity for the young. Its armies will devour your livestock and crops, and you will starve. They will leave you no grain, no new wine, no olive oil, no calves or lambs, bringing about your destruction. They will lay siege to your cities until all the fortified walls in your land, the walls you trusted to protect you. How about the walls of your house? The walls of your city? How about the walls of the... defend the blue, right? Stand behind the blue. How about the walls of your law and order, of our policemen? The walls you trusted to protect you are knocked down. They will attack all the towns in the land the Lord your God has given you. The most tender-hearted man among you will have no compassion for his own brother, his beloved wife, and his surviving children. You know, the heart of man has truly grown cold today. Not in all, but in many. In many. And this is why. Because of the lawlessness. Because of the lawlessness. Read it, folks. Why do you think Pastor pushed it and tried to get you to read it so much? Deuteronomy 28. Now, the first 14 verses, blessings. Blessings. And, you know, 2 Chronicles, I wish I had a bumper sticker big enough to let people know, hey, 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and repent, Then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. Then I will heal their land. Guess what, people? America, you are that people. You are that people. I think most Americans who are blinded by the lies of who they are, that they are descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as part of the Germanic, Scandinavian, Celtic, and kindred people that settled this nation, that drove out the ungodly hordes of Indians that were here before us, that walked this nation and never drilled a well, that never did anything with it, that they had it for their time. And guess what? We got it. And we have it for our time. And if we don't repent and turn back to God, and realize that we are where it says, if my people who are called by my name, who else is called by his name? The Zulus are not called by his name. And the Chinese are not called by his name. And the Jews are not called by his name. And the South Americans are not called by his name. My people who are called by his name, Christians, so-called Christians, those that follow Jesus Christ, Christians. Will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. That's what we have to do. It is as simple as that. I think a desolation's coming, folks. I do. I think this invasion on the South is just starting. Del Rio sector seeing a 300% spike in illegal immigration. Guess what's happening to their laws? I listened to that interview this week. the Del Rio mayor was saying that the grocery stores were empty. They weren't prepared for having twice as many people in their city within a couple of weeks. The grocery stores were empty. The people were just in line for gas. People couldn't conduct their business because of all the illegals panhandling and begging for money. Hordes of them in the downtown city parks. That's what you have to look forward to there, America. The answer is in this word. And I hope that maybe tonight's broadcast, maybe in some of the Sunday broadcasts, whether it's church or our review of the news or insight and studies or whatever it may be, I hope that we give you a nugget. I hope that we help you draw closer to our God. I hope that, you know, because he says, draw closer to me and I'll draw closer to you. It's just like in 2 Chronicles 7:14. God says, you do these things and I'll be there for you. But we have to do those things. We can't continue to walk in our sin. We can't continue to, again, as Carl Klang saying, have our mind made up for us by people we don't know. We can't continue to be blinded by the lies. God is separating. He is separating by giving the lukewarm Christian a chance to heat up. He is. That's what we're seeing. I talked to Brother Lynn over at one of the printing places at Artisan Printers, that they do all of Raymond Capps' books and the late Raymond Capps' books, and I had to order some more of those, and had to order a big bundle of the Abrahamic Covenant. And he commented that, you know, they've seen a big uptick in that booklet going out. I tell you, I've sent more Greatest Discovery of Our Ages out in the last 2 months than probably the last 2 years. There is an upswell, Remnant. There are people that are ordering these books that have the truths, that have the explanations, the Bible verses, step by step by step, that show who we are. More and more people are ordering them. I had one lady last month, or last year, about mid last year, ordered 40 of those Abrahamic covenants to pass out. And so I say that to encourage you that all is not lost. I smile at the future. That's what we are to do. That's what Proverbs 31 tells us to do. I'm reminded, Romans 8:28, God says he works all things for good for those that love him. All things. All things. Even the bad, even when things, it seems like they're bad, he works them for good for those that love him. Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the good plans I have for you. Good plans. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. But you know, we have to work his plan. It has to be according to his plan. I'm hoping to bring a message on that. His plan. Read through his word. He has always had his remnant. When he says, I'm going to destroy them all, we didn't all get destroyed. That doesn't prove his word wrong. Not at all. Not at all. It shows his love. He has always kept his remnant. But it's his remnant that we're ready. I think as we're wrapping up in time here, maybe I'll hold off on it, but in Isaiah's day, doesn't it? The Bible references back that, you know, in Isaiah's day, and that, well, I'll cover it some other time. I don't want to misquote it, and I'm running out of time tonight. Remnant, thanks for tuning in. I got one report. The broadcast dropped off. That's down in Denver. Who knows? My meter's still going. I'm going to finish out the hour. It is an honor to be able to come and speak. Been a long day, been a long week, been a long month. I can tell you that. But we smile at the future. If you have an opportunity to pray for one another, then do so. When we share one another's burdens, the Bible tells us we fulfill the law of Christ. We fulfill the law, not by eating the right foods, not by going to church on Sunday, not by sharing one another's burdens, by praying for one another. We fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. So when you get that opportunity, because their opportunities abound, they do for me, and Remnant, I'm telling you, they do for you as well. Don't pass them up. Okay? Don't pass those opportunities up. If you get an opportunity to pray for a brother or sister, relish it. And do it. And do it. Want to invite you back Saturday morning. Join us. I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee. I'm going to have some hot coffee here at the Radio Ranch. Oh, about 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern on Saturday morning. And we'll be hosting coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. So I invite you to join us. The call-in number, don't have them on tonight because we're about done, but 307-745-5913, that's the call-in number. And so I invite you to join us. We'll have our Bibles, our coffee, and we'll try to give some biblical perspectives on the events of the day. If you want to call us at the office, maybe you'd like a catalog or that communion book, the office phone number, and I'm planning on being in the office tomorrow, that's Friday the 26th, 307-742-7582. Again, 307-742-7582. We'll hopefully be in the office on Friday. That's the plan. And got the catalog printed. We'll be getting those out and emailed out. Volume 2 of The Dragon Slayer. We'll be glad to. We can email you one of those as well. If you'd like, we can also mail you one. Well, let me see if we can get a Carl Klang song here. We'll go out with. And may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless those of you that are His. Bless you and keep you. May His face and countenance shine upon you and grant you His peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Read His words. Heed His signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold. Just like the way that He foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, sense a new